This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
The following program, The John and Gordy Morning Show, is brought to you by John Peterson and Gordy Young, a wholly owned subsidiary of John and Gordy Productions, in association with Civic Media and the John and Gordy Company, Incorporated International. And now, here they are, John and Gordy. We're sorry.
Limited time offer, no purchase necessary. Offer valid at participating locations, void where prohibited. No animals were harmed during the production of this sound. Word subject to change without notice. Side effects include dry mouth, occasional pig snort or two, sore stomach, teary eyes, sticky jaws, and whatever tingles well, laughing hard.
We had to cover our ass on that.
It's a legal thing.
92.7 WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning. Boy, the bird flu is starting to hit the fan now.
Oh, I mean, boy.
Now they have the first recorded hospitalization of the bird flu in a human patient.
Yeah, it's
in Louisiana.
Mm. I thought that happened already. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah? No, this one... I don't know.
It says here the first such case in the United States.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, we'll keep an eye on that. Just wait and see.
That's right. Yes. Like my brothers are saying, wait and see. And then, of course, we'll have RFK Jr., you know, testing a new vaccine that'll take 30 or 40 years. And a lot of trials just to make sure it's safe. But no vaccine is really safe, he says. Yeah. So I don't know.
Weather today, cloudy, some snow on the way, maybe 2 to 4 inches. Our high about 27. Right now it's 22 degrees. And hey, it's time for our grown-up gift list text to win contest. All right, you ready for this?
Yes, I'm all set.
Okay, right here on 92.7 WMDX. You know, we will be picking one winner per hour. You know, we only have a couple of more days of this contest today and tomorrow. So if you haven't entered yet, now's the time. We'll do this today, 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. This is where we give you a keyword, and you get on the app. Now, let me explain something, because some people are still confused about how to download the Civic Media app. Mm-hmm. It's really easy, okay? You just go to the App Store, whether you have an Apple App Store or a Google Play Store, you know, whether you have an Android or an Apple phone, you just go to that store, and you download the Civic Media app right there. Just put in Civic Media.
That's right.
The app pops up. You click it. You download it. And then you go to that app. You find WMDX. And then at the bottom of the WMDX homepage there, you'll find the text button. And you text in a word. This time around, you want to know what the word is?
What is it?
Sam, what's the word? Where'd it go? I don't have it. It's right. Oh, here it is. It's right in front of me.
There you go.
It is. It's north. North, okay?
North. Not north. North.
Not north. North. N-O-R-T-H. Be sure to spell it correctly,
up
okay?
North.
Go up north. And this time around, up for grabs is an overnight stay to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Beautiful Chula Vista. Been there a number of times. It's a great place. And you'll also be entered into our grand prize drawing, which will happen at the end of the contest. End of the week, we'll be giving away 8 grand prize winners. And there's all kinds of great prizes. A couple of robot vacuums, a humidifier, a couple of espresso machines, snowblower, luggage set. You may win one of those grand prize. John, you want to say something?
A couple of adult toys. Yeah, a couple of adult toys in a brown paper bag.
Why do you do this? What is the matter with you?
I know what's on John's Christmas list.
Just because we call it the grown-up gift list doesn't mean
it
has
it
that kind. No,
that's
it doesn't
it means.
Mean Jeez, come on.
You'll be surprised.
Anyway,
folks,
you can text in the word north, okay? You got to get it in before 8 a.m. this morning. And this is a statewide contest. There'll be other chances the other hours, 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 4 p.m., okay?
Don't let the kids open that special package at your door from WMDX.
There's going to be a meeting now, and... Okay. Let's move forward.
Now we have
okay.
to go out and buy different gifts.
It doesn't work like that.
I'll go.
Oh, sure you would. You know right where to go.
I know.
I'll tell you where to go.
Yeah, there he goes again.
Okay.
Special symbols here we have in the studio.
Okay.
All right, let's get to the big story for today, all right?
Okay.
And that is that Elon and Trump are sharing power now.
Wait a minute. They're not. They haven't even gone through the inauguration process.
It's President Musk and
Vice President Trump.
Yeah.
That's it.
He's going to love that.
What happened to J.D. Vance? What's he doing now?
He's getting him coffee. I mean,
he's the intern.
Yeah.
I mean, Elon, you know, hit X telling legislators not to pass.
Yeah.
The
funding bill. Yeah. Well,
I can't remember.
What the hell is
it called? What am I talking about?
You know,
It is the continuing
resolution.
Yes.
Continuing resolution.
Republicans basically agreed to it. They were ready to pass it.
Yeah, Mike Johnson put it together.
And Elon was just out there tweeting away saying, hey,
you can't do it.
And if you do it, I will, because I have billions and billions and hundreds of billions of dollars, I will fund an opponent in the next race that you run. Isn't that sweet?
Yeah.
I mean, that is, democracy has definitely left the station. It's gone. It's gone. Anyway, here's what Trump said a little while back, and I just thought everybody should at least be reminded of this.
Okay.
I see others. I have a few others that I'm doing. I'm doing this not because I want to. I'm doing this because I feel I have an obligation to.
Lawsuits.
I'm going to be bringing one against the people in Iowa, their newspaper, which had a very, very good pollster who got me right all the time. And then just before the election, she said I was going to lose by 3 or 4 points, and it became the biggest story all over the world.
It really wasn't.
Because I was going to win Iowa by
I didn't even know
20
about
points.
This
story. The farmers loved me, and I loved the farmers. And it was interesting the way she did it. She brought it down 2 weeks before. She said I was going to only win by 4. That was a big story. But that was good because she brought it down from like 22 points
malignant
to 4.
Narcissist.
Or whatever the number was.
This.
Way up.
Yeah.
Way up. Easy win.
Okay.
Never even thought
let
to
it go,
there.
Man. Let it go.
Let it go.
Jesus.
Should we go to the phone lines? Dick is on
right.
the line
yeah,
with a question or a comment. Good morning, Dick.
Right, Dick.
Go ahead.
Guys, can you enlighten me? Was Elon Musk, was he on the ballot?
No.
I don't recall him being on the ballot. Okay. But if you give $277 million, apparently, I don't see this marriage lasting long because of their egos.
Yeah.
Because he's the one who started all the tweeting first.
Right.
Followed by Trump. And you know Trump is not going to want to be upstage. And first of all, you know, everybody's talking about these billionaires. Trump would be a pauper next to him.
Absolutely.
He totally would.
Yeah.
Wouldn't even be close. But the other thing is, I just saw on MSNBC how much he's enhanced his bottom line, Musk, just since the election. And it's unbelievable. And a lot of it with what? Government-type contracts.
That's right. That's right. And he's securing those contracts.
So we want to blow that up.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, yesterday when we talked about what Rachel Maddow pointed out, and that is that he wants to do away with automakers reporting accidents for their specific vehicles.
Right.
So the, you know, the public doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah.
And it's just an amazing thing what Elon is able to get away with at this point because he's got so much money. It is truly a billionaire administration. I can't remember how many now the billionaires they have. I think it was 15 last count.
Something like that, yeah.
And then, of course, they have millionaires after that.
Mm-hmm.
Down the
Dick, thank you for that call.
Down the ticket. So
Todd or Billy is on the phone with a question. Good morning, Todd or Billy. Go ahead with your comment.
Good morning, guys. Who is this Trump person you speak of? You mean the old man?
That's right.
Yeah, that guy.
Old man. That's what I call him, the old man.
Yeah.
That's all he deserves. He's the old man.
Okay.
Well, you know what? One of the things that just kind of funny is now they're talking about maybe him running again, right, at 82 years old, but Biden was too old to run at 82 years old.
Right.
The exact same age. Okay. So they have certain rules, and the Democrats have different rules, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Now Todd or Billy, thanks for the call.
Yeah, let's get into the thing that they're doing now, or at least Trump is doing now, and he's going after his enemies. He said he was going to do it. Everybody warned that he was going to do it, and now he's doing that. Nicole Wallace on Deadline White House discussed the threats made by Trump and his allies in the House, all right? And this is against Liz Cheney, who, took a look at the January 6th committee. Mm-hmm. Now, let's listen to this. This is cut 128.
There's the case study in obeying in advance, as Professor Timothy Snyder puts it, happening not in Hungary or Turkey or Russia this time, but right here. Scores of business leaders seemingly determined to curry favor with Donald Trump, as we witness Donald Trump using civil litigation to pursue any media outlet or anyone who displeases him. Even a pollster who came out with a shock poll ahead of the November election. And as we witness media outlets absorb those blows, the headlines speak for themselves. CNN writing this, quote, emboldened by ABC's settlement, Trump threatens more lawsuits against the press. PBS wrote it this way, quote, ABC News settlement with Trump raises concerns about press freedom in his second term. And again, all of it's happening in public, out in the open, in front of our eyes, the seeds being planted for the retribution against the most outspoken and prominent critics of Donald Trump that he promised. On Tuesday, House Republicans released a report calling for January 6th committee vice chairwoman Liz Cheney to be investigated by the FBI. That report claims that she, quote, colluded with star witness Cassidy Hutchinson without Hutchinson's attorney's knowledge in order to change her testimony. The Republicans claim it was witness tampering. And if that report is the kerosene, Donald Trump is the match. He posted late last night that Cheney could, quote, be in a lot of trouble, end quote. This is, of course, after he promised during his campaign for her to be tried in a military tribunal. Cassidy Hutchinson's attorney telling NBC News that the claim that Hutchinson colluded with Cheney is, quote, preposterous. Adding this, quote, Ms. Hutchinson made the independent decision to part ways with her Trump-funded lawyer, freeing her to provide candid, truthful, and honorable testimony to the January 6th committee about the attack on the Capitol, alongside dozens of Republican witnesses and law enforcement officers.
You get the idea here, yes. Right?
Right.
Now, in just a moment, we're going to get to another cut, and that is Chris Murphy talking about what is happening, and he really tells it like it is.
Okay.
And then I also want to get to the fact that maybe Biden should pardon each and every one of these people and defang the FBI and Trump.
Wow.
Okay. We'll see.
All right. That's coming up. And another reminder, our Civic Media grown-up gift list text to win contest. This hour's keyword is North, N-O-R-T-H. North. You have until 8 o'clock to get that in for a chance to win an overnight getaway stay at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Coming back with more of John and Gordy right around the corner.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
92.7 WMDX, the John and Gordy Christmas show, kind of.
No, it's
pre-Christmas celebration.
Okay.
And we've got our best top 10 movies coming up next half hour.
That's right.
So tell us what your favorite, ultimate favorite Christmas movie is, the one that says it all for you for Christmas.
You can text in, let us know. Sam's going to reveal his list. I'll have a list.
John's got
a list. I bet Brittany Merlot could come up with a favorite Christmas movie.
Favorite Christmas movie? We don't want to put you on the spot.
I do, but I can't remember the name of it. Is it Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer or Island of Misfits or something like that?
There you go.
Like a clay.
Yeah.
Sure, we'll go with that.
Yeah.
We'll go with that.
I don't know. It was awesome.
I know. That was
crazy. It's got the Abominable Snowman in it. That's all I care about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Killing people, you know. throwing him in the water and freezing to death. That was always good stuff.
Hey, guess what, Brittany? Just looked outside the window, and we've got some flurries out there.
Do we?
This morning, coming down on State Street.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are beating me. I don't have anything in Wausau just yet, so enjoy it. That's exciting. Winter weather advisory for Madison.
Yeah, I think that starts up officially at 9 a.m., but goes till what, through tonight?
Yeah, it goes till 6 a.m. tomorrow morning, and that's about how long the snow is going to keep flying around out there. So
we've got a ways to go. I looked at the radar. It's moving very, very slowly into the area.
Is it
going northeast like a nor'easter?
Eventually. Right now it's moving southeast, and then it's going to hook around Lake Michigan and then go into a nor'easter kind of vibe there. But officially it's an Alberta Clipper.
Yeah. That's what it really is.
Yes. It's a Clipper system. Move through. Okay. 2 to 4 inches.
He doesn't want to talk weather. I know that.
2 to 4 inches is what we're hearing around here.
Right?
Is that still the case?
Or is it less? Hopefully.
Or more, maybe.
It's not less. Sorry about that. 2 to 4 inches, definitely, for sure, especially south of 94, and then potentially 3 to 5 inches north of I-94.
All right.
Okay. And is this the light, fluffy kind of snow or a heavy, wet?
It's cold out there right now.
You got pretty lucky. Your temperatures right now are in the mid-20s and only rising to the upper 20s tonight. So it is getting warmer. So by tomorrow morning, it might be a little slushier and wetter, but throughout today, it actually looks light and fluffier. Yeah. So that's good news.
So is this going to be good snowman snow once it warms up tonight?
Once it warms up, potentially. But before that, it's good, like,
we got leaf blower guys out there, but now they can blow the snow
off the sidewalk.
I've always wanted to try that. Have you guys done it?
No, never. Uh-uh. It sounds kind of fun, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
And what are we looking at for the weekend?
Ooh, some cooler temperatures moving in, but sunnier skies. So a dry pattern, sunshine, and high temperatures in those 20s.
All right.
Very good. Well, by the way, we can't let you go without mentioning the sweater that you're wearing this morning.
It's a dress, right?
Yes.
Is it a dress? Okay.
Yes, I call it my snow dress. So I've got snowflakes, I've got reindeer, I've even got Santa belt buckles on it.
You do?
The whole 10 yards.
All right. Mm-hmm. And Gordy has his T-shirt on. Don't sleep with Santa Claus, it says right there.
Don't sleep with Santa.
No, it doesn't say that. It says don't stop believing.
Oh, stop believing. I got it. Okay.
It's got a big picture of Santa on it. Okay. All right, Brittany, thanks for putting up with us this morning. We appreciate it.
You guys have a great day.
I apologize for Gordy.
Have a great one. That's Brittany Merlot, our Civic Media meteorologist. Hey, another reminder, our grown-up gift list text to win contest. The keyword this hour is north. Get it in before 8 o'clock.
Let's listen to a politician, Chris Murphy, talking about what's going on with all of these lawsuits. Check it out.
All right.
There are a lot of countries in the world that technically have elections, but they're not real democracies. And the reason they're not real democracies is because the opposition becomes so weak out of fear of criminal prosecution, and the press becomes so cowed by the regime that there's actually not a real choice in any of these elections. And Trump has been telling you over the last 4 days exactly how he's going to do that. This effort to line up a criminal prosecution of Liz Cheney is a clear signal that if you cross him, you could end up in jail. And no one's going to stop him because this time around, he has a Department of Justice that doesn't care about the law. He's got a director of the FBI who actually believes that Trump's political opponents should be in jail. And he's got enough judges that are MAGA loyalists that they might actually work the rules to put Liz Cheney or others in jail. You put side by side with that this lawsuit against the Des Moines Register, totally baseless, but really just designed to intimidate the press into folding and refraining from criticizing Donald Trump, or in this case, not even commissioning a poll that might have some bad news for Trump and might give some oxygen to his political opposition. In countries where that happens...
All right, that's Chris Murphy, I'm bringing up some really, really good points. But what about a pardon by Biden? Let's check that out. This is Cut 127. Ari Merman.
Oh.
Melber, rather.
Yeah. Biden officials are mulling what could be a comprehensive plan to stop much of Trump's DOJ and FBI revenge plot, which I just showed you. This is a plan that could legally completely thwart the vows to abuse federal law enforcement and prosecution, to Trump-proof any potential misuse of authority. And if it is done broadly, I can tell you as a lawyer and legal reporter, it could checkmate and stop future federal probes in their tracks in the next Trump term. For real. Here's how it would work. President Biden would point to this ample evidence that Trump is already expressing a desire, an intent, to abuse power, to illicitly prosecute people who have not broken any law, naming political targets, demanding jail, without even the pretense of naming a crime or respecting any investigation. So that would be an argument that he's already targeting democracy, free speech, and vowing what could be a legal selective prosecution. And two, President Biden could say this new threat, admitted by the president-elect, is unprecedented. And three, that the Supreme Court granted the incoming president new immunity for official acts, past and future. So President Biden could, under this plan, and I'm telling you, it is a pretty wide, sweeping, bold plan, but the idea would be President Biden could answer the Supreme Court with lawful action of his own.
All right, there it is.
Wow.
So it can happen, but there are people who don't want to have that happen to them. They want to...
They'd rather not have that.
Right. To appear guilty.
Right.
That they need this amnesty.
Yeah, plus they haven't been charged with anything. Right. So, all right. 729, when we come back, we will reveal our favorite Christmas movies to everybody.
And take yours as well.
Yes.
So text us.
Yep. Coming right back.
To Alaska, I go north, the rush is on. North to Alaska, I go north, the rush is on.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. heroicdeed.com.
Coming December 24th to a chimney near you.
You better not pout.
You better not cry.
You better not shout.
I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming to town. It's Santa Bug.
Jolly Saint Nick is back
in a super tinsel turbocharged eggnog burning reindeer powered funny sleigh.
Pulled by Dasher,
Dancer,
Prancer,
Vixen,
Comet,
Cupid,
Donner,
and Roseanne Barr.
Santa Bog.
Special guest reindeer,
Rudolph.
His red nose is on fire.
See the Grinch try to cripple Kris Kringle
in a crushing Christmas crunch-a-thon.
Wise men bearing gifts get in free.
Santa Bog.
He's gonna fill your stocking full of mud.
Bring your mistletoe.
Santa Bog.
Peace on earth.
Good wheels toward men.
Ho, ho, ho.
I'm Mr. White Christmas. I'm Mr. Snow.
I'm Mr. Icicle. I'm Mr. Ten Below.
Friends call me Snow Miser. Whatever I touch turns to snow in my clutch.
I'm too much.
Yeah, that's a great. That's a great one.
Very cool.
That is the Year Without Santa Claus.
Uh huh. Yeah. Okay.
Memorable songs. Really.
Yeah.
Oh, and now that it's snowing out there,
I know.
I'm in the mood.
Coming down, man. It's really.
Are we gonna have a chance at a white Christmas?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Although it's supposed to warm up over the weekend, so a lot of this is probably gonna melt.
Everyone, leave your refrigerator standing open. That'll keep
that'll
things
help.
Cold. Yeah.
We're expecting a high of around 27 today, maybe 2 to 4 inches of snow. And want to remind you, our text win contest. We are in a contest hour here up until 8 a.m. You have a chance to win an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort. Chula Vista Resort. You can in Wisconsin. Sorry, just bit my tongue.
Yeah.
Ouch. You have to text a word to us on our Civic Media app, okay? The word is North, N-O-R-T-H. You have until 8 o'clock to text that in. says statewide contest. You can also check in at 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. for other keywords later on in the day. Everybody's going to get ready for that grand prize drawing. If you text in, you are automatically entered into the grand prize drawing, which will happen sometime later tomorrow.
All right.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
Big hat tip to Wisco. Paul.
What's Wisco's, I have to say? Just and, hello?
Well.
Yeah.
It was a nice message.
Scrolled away.
Now, let me just scrolled away immediately because we're getting all these texts now.
Exactly.
But there it is.
This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Available on Madison's east side or west side or online at verlo.com.
Wisco Paul said, well, at least I don't have to listen to CJ in the morning, and that's a good thing. But it does look like democracy could very well be gone. Love your show. Thank you.
All right. Oh, appreciate
thanks.
That.
Okay.
All right, now give us a text as well. I know you're participating in the contest, but text us if you have a favorite, ultimate favorite movie, or even a couple of movies.
Christmas
we're going to give
movie.
You our list of favorite Christmas movies.
In no we do this round robin style, or are we just going to each have
in no particular order?
Ten movies?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Are we starting at the bottom at 10?
I don't know.
Something like that.
I didn't really
not?
Put mine in any kind of order. I
well,
love them all.
That's okay. I'll just throw one in just for the heck of it.
Okay.
Home Alone. Anybody like Home Alone?
Yeah, it was on my list.
Great movie.
Really?
Okay. I've got it at number 3.
Me too.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yeah.
Joe Pesci in Home Alone. I mean, he steals that movie.
He does steal
the
movie.
I just love slapstick. I like seeing people get beat up.
Well, you'll like the Three Stooges. Go back in time, my friend.
Home Alone, a great Christmas movie. Okay.
All right. Well, I guess we can agree with that one.
Okay.
I think it's okay. I don't know. It's just too violent. Why would you want a violent movie for Christmas? What kind of memory does that create?
There's plenty of
nobody dies.
More violent Christmas. There's Christmas horror movies. There's Christmas slasher movies. Yeah. Those are worse than Home Alone.
Okay. Kid is great, and also, oh gosh.
Well, let me bring up a Christmas horror movie slasher movie. Okay.
All right. Yeah.
The lovable David Harbour is in Violent Night. He plays Santa Claus.
I've heard of Violent Night. I haven't seen it.
Violent Night is probably one of the best bad Santa movies
I've never heard
ever.
Of that one.
Is Violent it a straight Night. Horror movie or is it like a comedy horror movie?
No, it is. It's kind of both.
Okay.
You know, David Harbour is really a cool guy. He played Magneto or no? He was in a Marvel movie. He played a Russian superhero,
okay,
who of course was anti-American, and I can't believe I'm forgetting the name because I know these things by heart. But anyway, he is a lovable character, and he makes a lovable Santa, and he kills people in the movie Violent Night.
Okay.
But these are bad people. They deserve it, right?
Would kids like this, or would you want to keep your kids
away
from this?
I would keep them up and force them to watch this because it's close to reality.
Insane.
It's so real looking. Okay. Somebody has up here Scrooge, Matt out in Middleton. I have Scrooge
is on my list too. Scrooged.
Bill Murray.
Yeah, Bill, that is a great movie.
That's a fun movie.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't like it at first when I first saw it, and then I re-saw it and I thought, you know, this is kind of fun.
Well, he plays a television executive, which is really great.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess, you know, I was looking more at it as a redo of A Christmas Carol.
Yes.
But it really It's different from
it.
It
kind of stands
its own
on its own. Yeah.
It does stand on its own.
Yeah.
So I agree. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I'm going to just get to the top of my list.
Okay.
It is Scrooge. Alistair Sim is the guy Scrooge. And this is the best Christmas Carol movie you're ever going to watch.
Oh.
All right. You might want to...
is this an older
movie?
I
have cut 56.
Is this an older?
It's a really old movie. It's like from the early 50s.
Yeah,
I think
I've seen
53
it.
Or something like that. So let's play. This is a quote from Marley. All right, listen to this.
Mark me, in life my spirit never roved beyond the limits of our money-changing home. Now I am doomed to wander without rest or peace. Incessant torture and remorse.
But it was only that you were a good man of business, Jacob.
Business! Mankind was my business. Their common welfare was my business. at this time of the rolling year I suffer most.
Well, now we're talking about business. We're going business. Our government's going business. So mankind was my business. Mm-hmm. Of course, I love the way the English say it. My business.
Business.
All right. Yeah. And, okay. And this is cut 57. Let's just play this great quote from Scrooge.
Okay.
What can I put you down for?
Nothing.
You wish to be anonymous.
I wish to be left alone. Since you ask me what I wish, sir, that is my answer. I help to support the establishments I have mentioned. Those who are badly off must go there.
Many can't go there.
And some would rather die. If they would rather die, they'd better do it and decrease the surplus population.
That's great stuff, isn't it?
It is.
That is one of the all-time great movies. There are so many different versions of Scrooge or A Christmas Carol. There's an early one. Seymour Hicks was in it, 1935. And this is memorable only because back in those days, they didn't send people off to mortuaries. They basically had them in their home.
Yeah.
And Tiny Tim was upstairs in a bedroom up there. In this particular movie, Cratchit goes up to visit his son in bed.
Okay.
And it was just a really wrenching scene. Just sad. Anyway, it's my top of the list movie.
Wow.
Scrooge.
Okay.
I just watched that one, actually. We showed it on film at the Cinematheque a couple weeks ago.
Wasn't it great?
It was great. I liked it. Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm.
Okay. All right. Who's up next?
Yeah, what else?
We've got a few suggestions here. Matt out in Midland has said Scrooge. And Gordy's, Neighbors.
Yeah, my Neighbors.
Bad Santa.
That's the same one. That's my favorite Christmas movie as far as adult Christmas movies.
It's very adult.
It's very adult, especially if you watch the director's cut, if you get the DVD.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
There's even more to that?
You don't even, don't bring the kids anywhere near the house. I would send them away.
Wow. Okay.
But it is
Billy Bob Thornton.
Billy Bob is in it, and he's just over the top. And I heard an interview with him, and he actually admitted there were several scenes where he really is drunk in the movie. That the director encouraged him.
Wow.
Yeah, why don't you go have a few and come back? He's a bad Santa.
Yeah.
And he's out of control. In a department
store.
But
that little heavy kid,
heavy kid. Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't quite understand that character.
Well,
he didn't say much, and then when he said much, it was only too bad Santa.
But it's, my neighbors picked that one, and I picked it, so maybe I'll have the neighbors over, and we can get some popcorn and watch it.
Yeah, set up your gazebo out in the backyard.
In the snow.
Enjoy the snow.
Right.
Get in the mood, right?
Why not?
All right.
Let's see. What else is on my list here that wasn't on yours? Well, I have to have a tip of the hat to the National Lampoon Christmas Vacation. That's Chevy Chase at his best.
That really is. One of my top movies.
He just carries
as well.
That movie, and it's funny, and
it has all the cliches that you can imagine. It even created cliches for the future.
For a long time, that was my favorite Christmas movie. It's probably not anymore.
But. Well, it's just because they show it so much. You've seen it a million times, but it's still very funny. Here's one that. You don't think of this. This is a Christmas movie, but Trading Places with Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah, I saw
and,
that on the list. It's,
Eddie Murphy.
It's a winter movie.
It's
I'll
a
say
winter.
That.
Yeah, but it happens around Christmas. It's a great movie.
It is.
But, doesn't
yeah,
get mentioned.
That's a great
much.
Movie.
You got another one?
Yeah, I've got one. How about a Christmas Story?
Oh yeah,
with
yeah.
Peter Billingsley.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
yeah.
That was an excellent movie.
Yep.
Darren McGavin was in that,
swearing
in a way that maybe that's how we should swear on the show.
You know,
with
you're
just,
right,
just nonsensical words. Right?
Yeah,
like the way that Joe Pesci swears in Home Alone. He doesn't actually swear. He just goes like.
Right.
Oh man,
I got another one here. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Now,
that's
you
a
don't,
Thanksgiving movie.
Well, no, it's how. Well, really? I think
they're
heading home before.
They're trying to get home for Thanksgiving.
I think they were trying to get home for Christmas.
I think.
Okay, then forget it.
By the way, I want to warn everybody. A Christmas Story was a great movie, but there was a follow up, Christmas Story Christmas. And it's that little kid in Christmas Story is a grown up adult with his own kids, but it is schlocky. Horrible stuff. Do not watch that. Save yourself.
Okay.
The pain and agony of that. Can we include Grinch Who Stole Christmas?
Oh, yeah.
Which one,
movie?
Though?
The one with Boris Karloff.
Yeah.
Oh, the original.
Yeah.
That is the absolute top of the line.
Have either of you seen the newest one that's like, well, it's probably 8 years old now, 7 or 8 years old?
You mean with Jim Carrey?
Jim Carrey? Yeah.
No, that one's like almost 25 years
old.
Oh
no, okay. That's too old.
Yeah. My mom hates the one with Jim Carrey for
really?
Whatever reason. Yeah.
No kidding.
I haven't seen the newest one yet either.
He did a great job. Yeah.
I got another one here, Muppet Christmas Carol.
Yeah, that
wasn't bad.
It's really good.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah. The kids will love that one too.
Yeah. How about this? I like to go back in time, Miracle on 34th Street.
Oh yeah.
Edmund Gwenn, who played like, you know, a scientist in all the science fiction movies,
right?
Like, Them, The Attack of the Giant Atomic Ants. But but in this, he was Santa Claus.
That's a good one.
That was a great movie. Mm-hmm. Oh, Elf?
Yes.
Is that on your list?
It is on my list.
Hot take, Will
Ferrell.
I hate Elf.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't like it
at first, but now I've started to really like it.
You know what?
The last
There's something
years.
About Will Ferrell. He's just funny.
He's just,
and
yeah.
You see him, he's funny. Good.
Yep.
That's the way it is with me.
We haven't mentioned yet Charlie Brown Christmas. I mean, no, it's a TV movie or a TV special. But
it's a TV special,
I just love it.
Great classic.
Yeah.
It is. How about Polar Express?
Oh, sure.
Anybody with Polar Express?
Yeah. I'm indifferent to it. A lot of people like hate the animation in it. They think it looks kind of weird.
The animation is really, really well done, except for the eyes. Okay, I'm going to say it. The eyes, just everybody felt uncomfortable about the way they did the eyes in that movie. What happened to them? My goodness.
I don't know.
Watch a better movie. All right. And I got one. It's a new one.
Yeah.
And this is called 8-Bit Christmas.
What?
Neil Patrick Harris is an adult telling his kids about when he wanted a Nintendo back in the 80s, and that was the big gift. And this is truly one of the great forgotten Christmas specials, like Christmas Story. It's in the 1980s Chicago.
What's it called again?
It's 8-Bit Christmas.
8-Bit Christmas. Okay. All right. Good. All right. We will continue. We have some leftovers, I think.
We'll get
to some of those coming up. And also, another reminder on the Grown Up Gift List Text to Win contest. The word is North. Text it in. You could win.
Starts to melt in my clutch. I'm too much. Too much.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Down in the workshop, all the elves were making toys for the good Gentile girls and the good Gentile boys. When the boss busted in, nearly scared him half to death. Had a rifle in his hands and cheap whiskey on his breath. From his beard to his boots, he was covered with ammo. Like a big fat drunk, disgruntled Yuletide Rambo. And he smiled as he said, with a twinkle in his eye, Merry Christmas to all, now you're all gonna die. The night Santa went crazy. The night Saint Nick went insane. Realized he'd been getting the wrong deal. Something finally must have snapped in his brain. Well, the workshop is gone.
Beautiful.
Now. He decided to bomb it.
Weird Al.
That's great, yeah.
I can't believe you guys haven't heard this song.
No. Somehow I missed that one.
I missed that one, too.
This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Available on Madison's east side or west side or online at verlo.com.
How does he keep coming up with them? Weird Al is just a fantastic musician.
I know. He's great.
Songwriter. The whole thing.
Ever seen the movie?
Yeah, the
about
movie.
It?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's funny.
That's a great movie.
Hey,
let's go to Mark. Mark's been holding on here.
Forever.
Yes.
Mark, are you still there? Are you still awake? Mark, go ahead.
Still here and still awake. And Father the Grinch Stole Christmas is one of my favorites, the first one, the original.
Yes.
Also,
yes.
Miracle on 34th Street. And the Scrooge movie is based on the Christmas Carol. It's particularly relevant in this day and age where you've got...
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We're ignoring... I mean, that... One of the most terrifying images, if they do it well, is in that movie is not only Jacob Marley, but the ghost of Christmas Present when the two children are beneath his robes.
Yeah.
And the description in the book is even more graphic. But you know, the girl is ignorance, and the boy is the girl is want, and the boy is ignorance. And on the brow of the boy is written doom, because it seems like the current crop of MAGA Republicans that are in are ignoring the needs of the people. I mean, they're ignoring the want, and they're just embracing ignorance. Pure and simple, they're just embracing ignorance, and
well said.
That's the road to doom.
Well said.
I mean, it's just where these guys, no farm bill for Christmas for the farmers. I mean, the uncertainty at Christmas time for the farmers.
That's true.
For so many other people, you know, that and Donald Trump is wrecking things before he gets in. And why people are even listening to Elon Musk, who's made his fortune off of government contracts, is just beyond me.
Musk is a guy who has no worries whatsoever. Billions, hundreds of billions of dollars, no worries.
Yeah.
And yet he thinks he can just meddle and give advice to the government, which he doesn't understand, never really participated in. And now he's actually running the government, giving suggestions to Trump, which is the craziest thing of all. But I got to tell you, isn't it crazy how Republicans can sit there and watch A Christmas Carol or Scrooge and not feel a little guilty, you know?
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
I don't understand it.
Mark, right. Thank you for your call.
All right.
Got to move along.
All right.
Thanks, brothers.
Yeah. Thank you.
We've got a few other movies we want to get to here. Die Hard, of course, takes place during Christmas. Considered a Christmas movie.
I call it a Christmas movie because it happens during Christmas time. It's not about Christmas, but a lot of people watch it during Christmas time. If you watch it only really during Christmas time, then I think it's a Christmas
movie. It makes sense at that point, right?
Anything else?
How about Nightmare Before Christmas? Do love that.
Mm-hmm.
Stop motion. Somebody wrote in and said that was their favorite Christmas movie of all time.
Yeah.
And then, of course...
Is that the Tim Burton?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then there's Guardians of the Galaxy Christmas.
What? Wait a minute.
Part of the Marvel Universe.
I don't think we've said It's a Wonderful Life yet, have we?
Well, we should.
Yeah, that's
like
top of my list.
I love that. Jimmy Stewart is best.
I'm not.
Hey, Catherine.
I'm not a big fan of the movie.
You don't like Jimmy? What? Who can not like Jimmy Stewart and Donna Reed?
I love both the actors, but I just...
The movie never really did it for me.
Isn't that weird?
Jimmy Stewart.
I heard you call Clinton earlier today. That was pretty funny.
Thank you.
It was a great show. Will you have fun?
Wonderful.
Yeah.
It's not done yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking about Guardians of the Galaxy Christmas. Is that something you saw?
Yes.
Yeah.
Love Guardians. I love every movie you've talked about.
A Christmas
show? Yeah.
They
did a Christmas show because... Star-Lord was from Earth, they thought they would try to bring a little Earth tradition to Star-Lord, and they wanted to find out about Christmas and bring Christmas to Star-Lord so he could celebrate. And they came down to Earth, and they thought that Christmas had everything to do with Kevin Bacon.
Are you making this up?
Degrees of Kevin Bacon because what? Why?
Okay. Yeah. Well, anyway, they kidnapped Kevin Bacon and put him in outer space. He sings the Christmas song in that. And I don't know if I have it, so.
I got to see that.
Right, next time you have Tim Slecker on from Busted Pencils.
Yes.
Broken Pencils, by the way, John.
I know.
Next time you have him on, please play that whole dang song. You did such a good job with that. And the lyrics are... I helped with that, and they're funny, and you've got to listen to the whole thing. I realize the intro is a little much for John to have to hang on to through.
I have an attention deficit.
I understand. We'll
patient. We'll play it next time.
Next time.
Okay. We will, but you know, we only had a little bit of time
and
with
guess
Tim.
What? We're out of time now, but we still got a couple more minutes to text in to the Grown Up Giftless Text Win Contest. If you can get it in before 8 a.m., the text word is North.
Okay.
You could win a Chula Vista overnight stay.
I wanted to throw in... A Colbert Christmas, because Toby Keith does a great song in that. Pee-wee's Playhouse, Christmas. And Hawkeye, the series on Disney Plus, takes place during Christmas.
Excellent. Tomorrow we've got Rocker and Pam Yonke will be with us as well. That's it for today. Stephanie Miller's next. Have a great day. Look out for that snow out there, okay?
All right.
Be safe, John.
All right.
I've got
my
boots
on.
You got your scraper? Let the
I don't have a scraper.
John Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.